Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm impressed. I didn't think we were going to get here with Carlos Rodon. I really didn't. The maturation over the last couple years to be what he is now is stunning for me. And I never in a million years thought we'd get here. And I know it's been a slow build in the idea of how bad he was 2 years ago. I know the injury early, but he was just so bad. I mean, so bad. I mean, you remember the start of Kansas City? Then he turned his back on Mac. Like, it was a mess. It was a disaster. Looked like a signing that was going to go down in the annals of one of the worst in Yankee history. Last year, he proved to be solid, but unreliable in a big spot. And to me, that was almost, it's better. Hey, look, you're useful for 162. You're needed in a rotation. You're a guy that can be counted on to give them decent outings sometimes, but not against anything good and, you know, never in a big spot that you know you don't want. And now all of a sudden he's turned into a guy that you can count on. You can truly feel comfortable with. You can look at it and go, hey, Max Fried, lead off a series into Carlos Rodon. Let's go. And that's something that the Yankees have desperately needed. And I didn't think you were going to get here, not only with Rodon, but this season completely, once Gerrit Cole went down. I never imagined the situation at any point because I never truly believed in Carlos Rodon. So I never thought at anywhere that you were going to get, whether it was Luis Gil or, you know, the emergence of Cam Schlittler or, you know, before he went down with Clark Schmidt. No one was going to emerge, assuming Max Fried was your clear-cut one, which he has been, that anyone was going to be able to take that number two spot. And for the Yankees to do anything in the playoffs, it still remains to be seen whether they can hit. They're too predicated on the home run. They're too reliant on the home run. They're too one-dimensional in their lineup where they got a bunch of guys that do the same thing. We know all those questions. Will Aaron Judge ever emerge and have his monster postseason like a Barry Bonds or like an Alex Rodriguez where he puts to bed all the problems of the past? Those things are unquestioned. We don't know. And we'll find that out. But in fairness, this team, these Yankees, they're predicated on their pitching. They're reliant on starters at the top. Now, they're not going to go eight innings. Dominate and then hand it over to a dominant bullpen. We'll get to the bullpen later. But these starters haven't shown that they're going to truly be those guys at 1 and 2 where you walk into any series and you go, I don't care who's on the other side. Even Garrett Crochet, that we can match up. That's how the Yankees have to feel because they're predicated on starting pitching. And I never felt like they had the guy to go along with Fried because I didn't believe in Carlos Rodon. And I got to give him a lot of credit. He's turned me. And it's not just the performance against the Orioles tonight, which he was, I mean, flat out brilliant. It's the fact that every little thing doesn't bother him anymore. He's actually gotten to the point where, remember last year, even when he was good last year, one grounder with eyes, one broken bat single, next thing you know, it was a four-run inning. He just couldn't stop the bleeding. And it seemed like every little thing snowballed. And like, oh, well, he found it. Now he gave up five runs over six, but if it wasn't for that second inning when he gave up all five, well, that's not good enough. Like, that's not a guy you rely on. That's a guy that can't get out of trouble once he gets himself in. And this version of Carlos Rodon this year, that's the thing that's impressed me the most. As much as he's gone to secondary pitches more, he hasn't been as reliant, he hasn't been as bullish, if you will, where it's like, I throw 96 and I'm going to get you regardless. He's been smarter with it, more sliders, more changeups. He's been in more control of his arsenal. And that's part of it, confidence and, I don't know, feel for the secondary stuff, maturation, growth, and being an actual pitcher instead of a thrower. Those are all there. But I think it's the mentality. I don't want to say, I mean, to say somebody's weak is wrong because you don't know, but every little thing affected Carlos Rodon. It seemed like all the time. 2 years ago, it wasn't a big thing. It was a tiny thing. A paper cut turned into a head wound. Last year, it was a little better, but it was still a gusher for an entire inning. He couldn't get out of the inning. Now, even now, and he had a couple of little bleeders even tonight, nothing seems to bother him, and he's able to settle himself down. And he's able to continue to pitch. Not, here it is, hit it. I'm throwing 96, to hell with it. I don't trust anything. And I start hanging sliders when he does go to his second. He collects himself. He breathes. He continues to pitch. That Carlos Rodon gives the Yankees a chance as a number two behind Max Fried. And don't get it twisted in any other way. The Yankees can't get anywhere near close to where they want to get to without those two guys being as close to great as possible every time they go out. Because they don't have a lineup that is going to produce every night. They don't. You want to say they do. You want to think they do. You want to say the numbers say they will. But we've all seen it, and we all know it. And we also know how reliant they are, not only on the home run, but how predicated they are on beating up bad pitching, that this team is very inconsistent at the plate. And to do that, you're going to wind up through four innings without any runs on the board with six or seven Ks. You need a starter on the other side of that to go 0-for-0 to be able to get you into that fifth and sixth inning where the Yankees can actually get through a second, third time through the lineup, maybe get to the starter or get into a bullpen, and guys throw 100 miles an hour, but some of these teams that have an underbelly a little bit, and it's where the Yankees can take control, where they can flex their muscles and they can get that three-run shot from either a Stanton or a Judge if he hits in the playoffs, a Bellinger, a Grisham, wherever. But if they don't have a starter matching zeros through the first three, four, five innings in the playoffs, then it's going to be the same old story. It doesn't seem like a lot, but at 3-0 in the playoffs in the fifth inning and a best 2 out of 3 in the wild card, you feel good? I don't. No one does. And you shouldn't. This Rodon stops the Yankees from having to face that. I don't want to say guarantee, but it felt like almost a guarantee because Rodon was going to come up small in the big spot. Think game two of the World Series last year. He has emerged as a reliable number two, close to ace-type performer. And that's exactly what the Yankees need. That's exactly what they've been missing. They didn't have it last year because Rodon wasn't it. And they haven't through a lot of these playoff series. They've had guys that they felt could. You know, we got Cole, and then maybe this guy will emerge, you know. Maybe he's going to turn into it, and it didn't, and they didn't, and then they go home. Was Nestor Cortez really a number two? You wanted to tell yourself he was. He was an all-star. He wasn't a number two. He just wasn't. And in the course of 162, that doesn't really matter all that much because you need five of them. You're going to need more because you'll get hurt. But you need five, in essence, through the rotation, through the turn. So it doesn't really matter where you go, when you go, as long as you go, and then as long as you perform. It's fine. Not in the playoffs. It doesn't work like that. You don't get a game four in the wild card if you lose the first two. You don't get a game three. So you can't have, well, he's good enough to be part of it. No. You got to lead the way. They have Max Fried. Total confidence in Max Fried at the top. Yeah, he's got to perform in the playoffs. So does everybody else. Those are all things that, you know, those kinds of questions to me are the normal, well, of course, nothing's guaranteed in life. Yeah, oh, great. I can hit by a bus if I walk across the street. I get it, but I got to go forward. That's part of it. That's what it is. Max Fried, I never really questioned. As the season went on, he had that little rough patch, but he's corrected that easily over the last, I don't even know, six, seven, eight starts, whatever it is. He's proven, and he's got a track record. And there was a reason why he was given that money. He's that guy. And you knew that, and you felt good about it all year. Rodon, sure, he was given the money, but he hadn't really proved to be nails. He hadn't proven to be a guy where when you're up against it, when you really need it, when your chips are down, when your back's against the wall, whatever cliche you want, did you feel confident handing the ball to Rodon? I never did. I remember doing this after, I think it was game two of the World Series, when we were doing it after the postgame and after they were down 2-0. I said it after game one. That the series was lost with the Freddie Freeman, but it was the idea that they weren't going to rebound because I didn't believe in Carlos Rodon putting up that game two performance where he said, boys, get on my back, let's go. I felt like no matter what, there was going to be something that pops up and he's going to melt. Now, he didn't crumble, but he didn't pitch well. And that's where he was. He went from Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall in year one to I'll be here. I'm not going to be that great, but I'm not going to completely fall apart to now being truly reliable. That's a major step. And that's what the Yankees need for this recipe to try to get to where they want to go, whether that's the division title or the wild card route. Do you believe at 2 games back with 7 to play? Keep in mind the Blue Jays on the tiebreak. So in essence, you got to make up 3 games. Do you believe the Yankees can do that in 7 games? I still think that's a little too much to ask because I don't know if the Blue Jays are going to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going to crumble that bad, but hey, maybe they fall apart. They do have a tough stretch. They got one more in Kansas City. They got 3 with the Red Sox, and they got 3 with the Rays, top of my head. Yankees obviously got to take care of business with the Orioles, the White Sox, and then Baltimore again. Plausible? Yes. Probable? Unlikely. However, it's there. And if you could take that step to get into the divisional round where you're actually the one seed, then all bets are off. Then you're in the driver's seat for a lot of things, and you can set up your rotation. You can do a lot of things. Let's predicate this on the wild card for now. You want to call me and tell me they're winning the division? That's fine. We'll do that too. 888-808-1019. We could do that too. We can go down the list. We can go through the whole thing. We can check everybody's who's pitching where, who's the divisional record and all that. We could do all that. We could set that up. But I'm predicating this on this Yankee team, this lineup, this rotation, this bullpen, setting it up into a best 2 of 3. Now, who their opponent is, who the hell knows? Cleveland overtaking Houston. Right now, the Yankees would be playing the Red Sox, and you'd have the Mariners and the Guardians. Who the hell would have saw that coming 2 days ago? Tigers are falling apart. There's a lot to be done in the 7 games that are left on the schedule. But we'll look at it from the Yankee perspective. And I think tonight, for me, there's only one start left for Rodon. This was kind of like the final. I've been leaning this way, but I couldn't truly wrap myself around. I couldn't truly put my arms around Carlos Rodon. Something has always held me back that I just don't trust it. And I really watched him very closely tonight. And I just felt like every spot where I thought he would go, you know what? The hell with it. 6-run lead. I'm throwing the fairway. It's almost like he was growing up. And he was like, you know what? You're going to chase the changeup? I'll throw the changeup. It seems like he's become more of a pitcher's pitcher. And with that, the growth and maturation of not only being a pitcher, but also being a guy that doesn't let things bother him. That's a recipe that the Yankees need to get to where they want to go. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Marco Belletti, I got you till 2 a.m. We've got a lot to do. We got to get into the Yankees, the Carlos Rodon emergence. We got to get into the Mets and flat out the unmitigated disaster that they have been and down the stretch. It is a football Sunday in an hour from now, so we got a lot to get to with the Jets and the Giants. I do want to do a lot of that. Also spent the last few minutes praising Carlos Rodon, and rightfully so, and I want to take your calls on that and how you feel going into a playoff, whether it's divisional and wild card. But there's also something that I don't want to put on Carlos Rodon, and I don't think he's ready for yet. We'll get to that on the other side. Now we got an update, Justin Rock, and your calls as well. 888-808-1019, Marco Belletti, to 2 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.